Hello and welcome to the Chakra Way Meditation Podcast. I'm Roseanne, your host and guide. So today we're going to be meditating on accepting change. It is a truth that the only constant thing in life is change. We change every day, our moods, emotions, our physical state. But the world changes around us constantly too, from the weather to any number of circumstances out of our control. And women are in a state of change most of the time, our hormonal cycle bringing new states on and an almost daily basis. And when we reach menopause, the change, as our mothers used to call it, the change is profound within ourselves. Learning to accept change is vital for our state of mind. Some of us are better than others. I know that I myself need a little time to get used to change. I know that I'll instinctively resist big changes initially and then gradually come round to an idea, to the change. And our ability to adapt to change sits within the sacral chakra, where water is the element. And water is constantly moving, even if it appears still. But when it does start to move, there's not much that it cannot move, erode, or change as it makes its way to its destination. Our resistance to change begins with our fear of losing that which we have, all that we've strived for, especially if we hold on to the idea that our happiness derives from that which is outside us, so our home, our job, our partner, our possessions, our identity. When we accept that impermanence is inevitable, we can begin to realise the futility of attachment. We can become free to let go of what we're clinging on to and make ourselves available for something more. So settle yourself into comfort, sitting or lying down. Gently close your eyes and bring your attention within. Notice your breath flowing. Feel the weight of yourself on the earth. And allow your attention to be drawn to any part of your body that needs to let go. Lovingly release any tension with your soft breath. With your attention still with your natural soft breath, observe its flow, the fluidity of your breath. Each breath has a beginning and an end. It is the natural cycle of breath for it to flow. We do not try to hold on to each breath. We naturally allow each breath to come and go. With each breath, we let go of the inhale to allow the exhale. We let go of the exhale to allow the inhale. It is this letting go that allows the flow of life to continue. Rest in the impermanence of your breath for a moment. Bring to mind yourself as a baby. You would have been vulnerable, tiny and fragile. And in your mind's eye, see yourself growing into a toddler, a child, a teenager. Change was the only constant in your life, and you embraced each new moment of development. Notice how much your body and your mind has changed within your life. These changes happened moment to moment and are still happening within your body. rest in awareness and appreciation of this growth and change for a moment. Bring your attention back to your breath. So I want you to bring to mind a person in your life. And as you consider your relationship with them, notice how it has changed over the time that you've known them. Every relationship will develop. Perhaps this person was once simply an acquaintance, a stranger. And even if you're thinking of a parent or sibling, your relationship will have changed, shifted, and developed. There may be someone you used to be close with and are now distant. It's possible that someone you currently dislike or do not know yet will become dear to you. Rest in the awareness of the impermanence of relationships for a moment. Allow compassion to rise up for yourself and others. You to recall a strong emotion that you've experienced recently. It can be positive or negative. And just think to yourself, has this emotion always been present? Have you always felt this way? As you explore this emotion that you experienced, notice where it is sitting within you now. Is it present, or do you simply have a memory of it? And as you recall this emotion, see if you can notice whereabouts in your body it was. Did it have sensation, color, shape, temperature? As you observe this emotion, does it shift and change as you give it your attention? Rest in awareness of the ephemeral nature of emotions. Allow an acceptance of this awareness to settle within you, allowing you to accept you can be less reactive, less anxious when emotions arise. Bring your attention back to your breath, to your body. We have explored changes within your breath, your body, your relationships, and your emotions. Impermanence is happening in every moment, in every facet of our lives. We can experience awe, wonder, and joy because there is no other moment quite like this one. We continue to exist in the eternal now, accepting and celebrating each change, each breath, each moment of newness. Invite in a deeper breath. And in this moment, feel the shift, the change in your energy as you bring purposeful, deep breaths into your body. And stretch your body in a way that feels delicious. Bring movement. And gently open your eyes back into your space. Have a wonderful day. Om Shanti. Thank you for joining me today on the Chakra Way Meditation Podcast. I hope that this little meditation helps you to become aware of the changes that are constantly going on in your life, in your body, in your emotions, and you can learn to accept them and live with them and celebrate them. I think it's a really important lesson that we can give ourselves, because when we resist change, we are resisting life. And so we want to really hold our hand out to that resistance and go, no, we are just going to flow with life. We're going to create the changes that we want as well. So I'm hoping that this helps. So if you like to get in touch with me, you know you can do that through my website, chakra-way.com. And there you'll also find lots of free resources, lots of information about the journey, the Chakra Way journey, which is a beautiful big course, 7 months. Go and have a look. I'm not open at the moment to registration, but all the information is there, and keep your ears peeled for when that does reopen. You'll also find the ability to book yourself a chakra reading, and I've been doing lots of those recently. They are so immensely powerful and so helpful to get that reading on your energy, really work out where your chakras are at, and then how to move forward, how to help, you know, what I do is help you understand and translate that information into workable, usable, practical tools to help you navigate whatever it is you're going through in your life right now. So it would be lovely to meet you, be lovely to hear from you. If you have the time, if you can rate and review, that helps other people find my work. And I just wanted to say thank you and sending you so much love. Bye now.